Welcome, dear listeners, to the episodes of Mahabharata. Last episode, we heard about cows stolen. Today, we are going to start from Uttara the Boaster. When King Virata had gone out in pursuit of Trigathas, Duryodhana with Bhishma and others attacked the kingdom from the northern side as had been planned. The Kaurava army marched in full force and rounded up the countless cattle that were there. The leader of the cowherds ran to the city and said to Prince Uttara, the son of Virata, "O Prince, the Kauravas are robbing us of our cattle. King Virata has gone to the south to fight the Trigathas. We are in great confusion as there is no one to protect us. You are the prince, so we look up to you for protection. At this critical hour, you are engaged in playing the veena. Throw it aside and take up the veena called the bow and play sweet music on the string of the bow and put fear into the hearts of your enemies with your music." When the leader of the cowherds made this complaint in the presence of the people and especially of the women of the palace, the prince felt flushed with valor and proudly said, "If only I can get someone to be my charioteer, I shall vanquish the enemies and free the cattle. My charioteer was killed recently in the great encounter that had lasted for a month. I asked you all to get me a good charioteer immediately. I am not scared of the enemies. People who see me fighting will say, 'Is it Arjuna?' There is no one else who can fight so well. I am confident of that." Draupadi was there listening to the words of Uttara. She ran to the princess and said, "Your brother says that he cannot fight because he has no suitable charioteer. I know of one who can help. Brihannala, the eunuch, is a good charioteer. He was Arjuna's charioteer when I was in the service of the queen of the Pandavas. I also know that he has learned archery from Arjuna. Order Brihannala to go and drive the charioteer for Uttara." The princess was very happy. She ran to her brother and said, "I learned from Sairandri that Brihannala is an expert charioteer and has served Arjuna. Take him. Go forth to save us and also cover yourself with glory." Arjuna fills Uttara with courage. The prince agreed, and at once the princess ran to the dance hall and informed Brihannala that his services were required as charioteer. The princess arranged suitable battle gear for Brihannala. He pretended that he did not know how to put it on. He made such a fool of himself that all the girls in the hall laughed at him. The prince himself put the armor on Brihannala. He told Uttara, "I am ready, my lord. I will take you wherever you want to go." Uttara said, "Go where the Kurus are. I am impatient to meet my enemies." Accordingly, Brihannala drove the chariot towards the Kurus. There, they saw the enemy army arranged in battle array. Their huge division appeared like an ocean. Karna, Duryodhana and Bhishma were leading the Kuru army. Uttara's courage failed him. He was in distress. He trembled and said to Brihannala, "I cannot do it. I simply cannot. Let me return. Let the Kauravas march off with the cows. I do not care. What sense is there in trying to fight people who are immeasurably stronger than me? Turn back the chariot, or else I will jump out and walk back." Giving up honor and pride, he jumped out of the chariot and began to run towards the city in panic. Even as Uttara was running back, Brihannala followed him and shouted at him to stop and behave like a Kshatriya, adding, "Even death is better than cowardice." Uttara had not even taken 100 steps when Brihannala caught up with him. Held by Brihannala, Uttara began to lament piteously and said, "O Brihannala, turn back the chariot. He who lives can hope to attain prosperity. I will give you 100 coins of pure gold and many other things." Holding him forcibly, Brihannala said, "O prince, if you do not like to fight with your enemies, come, control the horses while I fight with them." Saying so, he took Uttara near the Sami tree and said, "Climb quickly. The weapons of the Pandavas are hidden on the topmost branches. Bring them down." "There is only a corpse hanging there. How can I, being a prince, touch it with my own hands?" moaned Uttara. Brihannala said, "Fear not. There is no corpse. There are only weapons." Trembling, Uttara climbed up and brought down the bundle in which were the shining weapons. "Whose arms are these?" asked Uttara. Brihannala said, "This bow called Gandiva belongs to Arjuna. The sword is Bhima's. The other weapons belong to Yudhishthira, Nakula and Sahadeva." "But where are they? Where is Draupadi?" asked Uttara. Brihannala replied, "I am Arjuna. Your father's courtier is Yudhishthira. Bhima is a cook in your palace. Looking after the horses and the cows are Nakula and Sahadeva. Our wife Draupadi is the hairdresser Sairandri." Uttara could not believe these words. He said, "I shall believe you if you can mention the 10 names of Partha I have heard of." Arjuna laughed and said, "I shall tell you my 10 names. Hear with attention: Arjuna, Falguna, Jishnu, Kiriti, Shvetavahana, Vibhastu, Vijaya, Krishna, Savyasachi and Dhananjaya. I am called Arjuna because I am white, that is, pure in action, and am of the complexion of the Arjuna tree. Falguna because I was born on a day when the star Uttara Falguna was in the ascendant. Jishnu because I am terrible when I am angry and I become unapproachable, irrepressible and dreadful. I am called Kiriti because Indra placed a diadem brilliant as the sun on my head. Shvetavahana because only white horses draw my chariot in battles. Vijaya because I always return victorious from battle. Krishna because I was dark in complexion as a child. Savyasachi, because I can shoot arrows with both hands. And Dhananjaya, because I conquered all the kings during the Rajasuya and collected wealth from all of them. Uttara was satisfied. He approached Arjuna with respect and said, "Because of my good luck, I have seen you. You should pardon me for what I had said out of my ignorance. I shall be your charioteer. Tell me where I should take you." Arjuna said, "I am pleased with you. I shall destroy all your enemies. Tie all the cuers to the chariot and arm yourself with a golden sword." Cows recovered. The chariot of Arjuna thundered on its way as if it would shake the earth. Arjuna had now hoisted on his chariot the banner with the monkey symbol after removing the banner of the Matsyas. He twanged the bow Gandiva. The noise struck terror into the hearts of the Kaurava forces. Drona was thrilled to hear the sounds of the Gandiva and the conch, Devadatta. He anxiously said, "Here comes Arjuna. I know he will be a terror to our armies. Our armies must be arranged well and with care." Duryodhana did not like the way Drona praised Arjuna. He said, "The Pandavas' pledge was that they would spend 12 years in the forest and the following year unrecognized. The 13th year is not yet complete, but Arjuna has already come before that period. Therefore, the Pandavas will have to pass another 12 years in the forest. It is proper that Bhishma calculates the exact number of years and tell us. At present, we have to fight Arjuna. Bhishma, Drona and Kripa are just sitting quietly in their chariots only because Arjuna has come. What if he has come? Can he put so much fear into our hearts? Should his presence frighten us? No, not at all. Arrange our armies in such a way that they do not break up." Karna said, pointing to the elders, "I see that all of you are looking terrified and panic-stricken and reluctant to fight. I shall fight alone. Today, I shall redeem the promise I made to Duryodhana by killing Arjuna in battle." Thus, as usual, Karna began to brag. When Kripa heard these words of Karna, he said, "This is pure tomfoolery. If we are to win, we must all make a determined attack on Arjuna. Only then shall we win. Therefore, do not brag about your opposing him unaided." Karna grew angry and said, "The Acharya always delights in glorifying Arjuna. Those who are afraid need not fight, but may simply look on while I fight." Ashwatthama did not like Karna insulting the elders. He said, "The battle is yet to be won and the cows taken to Hastinapura, but you are already bragging. In which battle did you heroes defeat the Pandavas? You dragged Draupadi to the assembly and you are proud of it? A fight with Arjuna, you will find, is a different matter than the throw of a dice." The leaders of the Kaurava army became thoroughly impatient. Seeing this, Bhishma was filled with anguish and said, The wise man do not insult his teachers. O Ashwatthama, do not take Karna's remarks seriously. This is not the time to nurse enmity or to show disagreement. Drona, Kripa and Ashwatthama should forget and forgive. We can defeat Arjuna only if we all join together and fight him. Bhishma then turned towards Duryodhana and said, Your assumption is wrong. Arjuna has come after the stipulated period of 13 years which ended yesterday. When I heard the sound of the twanging of the Gandiva, I understood that the period of your rule has ended and it was Arjuna that was coming for battle. Thinking before plunging into a fight with Arjuna, if you wish to make peace with the Pandavas, now is the opportune moment. What do you seek? A just and honorable peace or a mutually destructive war? Duryodhana said, I have no wish for peace. I shall not give even one village to the Pandavas. Let us get ready for war. Then Bhishma said, Proceed quickly towards the city with 1/4 of the army. Let another surround the cows and protect them. With the help of the remaining army, we shall fight Arjuna. Having sent away Duryodhana, Bhishma arranged his troops in battle array. Karna, standing in the front, sent out a shower of arrows towards Arjuna. But Arjuna was ready to face single-handed all the great heroes of the Kauravas. His arrows killed thousands. Drona was amazed at Arjuna's skill and the soldiers stood aghast at the terrible sight. Bhishma retreated, being pierced in 10 places by Arjuna's shower of arrows. Arjuna said to Uttara, I do not find Duryodhana. I am afraid he is retreating to save his own life. Just follow him quickly. Uttara accordingly drove the chariot towards Duryodhana. Kripacharya, understanding Arjuna's intention, said, Arjuna wants to follow Duryodhana. Let us all attack Arjuna. None can fight him singly when he is angry. Of what use are cows or wealth if Duryodhana dies? In the meantime, Arjuna, announcing his arrival, speedily showered arrows on the soldiers. The warriors could not see anything as the whole place became dark with arrows cast everywhere. They were so confused that they could not even run away. Instead, they stood wonderstruck and adored Arjuna. Arjuna blew the conch, which made the hair of the enemies stand on end. He routed the enemies and recovered the cows. Then he proceeded towards Duryodhana. Thank you.